This is the Big 550 KTRS, the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And every week at this time, we play the Harris Challenge, which we can't do without you. So if you haven't played this year, you can call us now at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. Before we play the challenge, get well wishes to my friend Larry Connors from Channel 4, who's been off the air there for a while, recovering from a second surgery on his shoulder. I saw Larry last night. I ran into him, not literally, but I asked him how he's doing from the surgery, and he said, "You mean the second surgery?" And I didn't know he'd had a second one. Apparently, the first one was because of a fall he took last spring at the TV station, Channel 4, which he didn't think was anything bad, but when he finally got to a doctor a few months later, he had torn like four tendons in his shoulder around his rotator cuff. And so they went in and they did that surgery. And then in December, the stitches were kind of tearing and got infected somehow. And so they had to go back in and do the surgery again.
Oh, man.
And his arm is still in a sling. And he told me that he hopes to be back on the air on Channel 4 next week or so. I know his presence has definitely been missed there. And so we wish him the best of luck. He's one of the good guys and certainly one of St. Louis's legendary broadcasters, now celebrating his 200th year on Channel 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. He looks pretty good for being that old.
Yeah, he does.
And the Cardinals, I guess, are going to talk to him since he had that
rotator cuff. His pitching arm will be back.
Yeah. I understand that Jasmine Huda is going to get the Tommy John surgery and see how that works out for next year.
Nice.
Let's go to the phones and meet our first contestant today. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Fine.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. This is an opportunity unique to the Harris Challenge where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. Shout out to your friends and family. Suck up to your boss. Use it for a commercial endorsement opportunity if you'd like. Whatever you want, the 5 seconds are yours.
Thank you very much. I'm just going to wish all of our servicemen and women all over the world a happy and safe weekend.
Some of whom I'm sure we will see in CBS's coverage of the Super Bowl. You know, they always have that shot of this fort somewhere or this outpost in Afghanistan or whatever it is. They're all sitting around watching that. I think it's great that they have that service and remind us of exactly what you've reminded us today, that they're out there and still doing the job we ask them to do. So that's nice of you, Kevin. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see the questions and categories that come spilling out here. I have a feeling there's going to be a theme to this week's show, and I can see on the screen just from the first three that there are. Category one is super successful. Category two, not so super memories. And category three, this is a topical one we have every week. Have you been paying attention? Usually based on something that's happened in the past week in the news. So the other categories are all Super Bowl related. That one is non-Super Bowl related. Which one would you like? Super successful, not so super memories, or have you been paying attention?
Have you been paying attention?
Okay, Kevin, here's how we play the Harris Challenge. We start with the one-pointer. We work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question as we go along. If you pass, you can come back to it later, provided there's enough time left in that 1 minute, because that's when the buzzer will sound and we will tally up the points. If you don't get to the 8-point mark, 7 or less, I will have to punish you. But if you do get to 8 points or more, you'll win a fabulous prize chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul. We're going to throw in 12 donuts absolutely free, courtesy of the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant on North Florissant Road at St. Catherine. And we're going to give you a free car wash from the Westport Car Wash with 3 locations in and around St. Louis. Back to you, Paul.
That's a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Kevin, have you been paying attention? We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what restaurant did a customer refuse to tip 18% because, as she wrote on the receipt, she only gives God 10%?
Applebee's.
Correct. Who was grilled by a Senate committee yesterday as President Obama's nominee to become Secretary of Defense?
Chuck Hagel.
Correct. In what country did 230 people die in a nightclub fire Sunday because the band used cheap pyrotechnics? Was it Brazil? Oh, you know it was Brazil. I don't have to give you the multiple choice. In what country is air pollution so bad that one entrepreneur is selling cans of fresh air?
China.
Correct. What did the NBA's New Orleans Hornets announce as the team's new name? Is it the Hurricanes, the Pelicans, or the Gumbo?
I will say the Pelicans.
Sounds silly, doesn't it?
Yes.
But it's correct.
Wow.
The Pelican is the state bird of Louisiana.
Is that the clean sweep?
That is the clean sweep. That's all you can get.
Wow.
In the short version of their games, they're calling it the Pelican Brief. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Kevin, you got them all right. Congratulations. Hang on, Dan. I'll tell you how you get your prizes.
Thank you.
And here comes our next contestant. Hello, Sam.
How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I really don't. I work for a competitor, but I listen to you guys every afternoon.
You are a smart, smart man. Sam, we have Super Successful, Not So Super Memories, or The Halftime Show. What'll it be?
I'll pick the first one, please.
Super Successful. Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the last AFC team to win the Super Bowl? Was it the Patriots, the Steelers, or the Colts?
Steelers.
Correct. For 1 point each, name the two starting quarterbacks who have won Super Bowls with the San Francisco 49ers.
Joe Montana and his replacement.
That
is correct.
You can pass if you want.
Pass.
What Super Bowl record at 54 yards was set by Steve Christie at Super Bowl 28?
Field goal.
Right. Which former Rams quarterback won the Super Bowl in 1992?
Pass.
What team did Desmond Howard play for when he became the only kick returner to ever be named Super Bowl MVP?
What NFL team?
Yeah.
49ers.
Green Bay Packers. Who was the other 49ers quarterback who won a Super Bowl? We got Joe Montana.
Yeah, and Young.
I'm gonna give you Steve Young is correct.
Nicely done.
Yeah. The former Rams quarterback who won the Super Bowl in 1992 led the Redskins to victory over the Bills. His name was Mark Rippon.
Wow.
How quickly they forget.
Yeah.
Quickly, Paul. It was 20 years ago. All right. I understand. Sam, let's see. You got the one, you got the two, you got the three. And that completes your total. So 6 points is not enough to win a prize. It is just enough, however, to get you punished. And here today, we have a very big Super Bowl theme going on the show today. So I thought, let's bring in some Super Bowl wannabes, some NFL players who didn't make it to the Super Bowl, but who were featured in 2004 in a commercial for NFL Network. And actually were forced to sing, beginning with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
Just thinking about tomorrow.
Warren Sapp.
Take away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none.
When I'm stuck with the day that's gray and lonely,
I just stick out my chin.
One of those guys is Torrey Holt.
And say, tomorrow,
Michael Strahan.
I love ya. Tomorrow, and only a day.
Terrell Owens.
Who's harmonizing?
Nobody. Sam, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but frankly, you brought it on yourself.
You guys have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you very much. Have a good time, Sam. Let's move on to our next contestant now. Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Nothing. Just really enjoy having you on the air, and I think it borders on criminal that you don't have your own show.
Well, thank you very much. If you can get some handcuffs, we have some people who...
No.
I was going to say we have a priest in Springfield you should talk to, but let's not even go there.
Yeah, different show, different show.
Yeah. Jason, we have three categories. We have not-so-super memories, the halftime show, or Super Bowl potpourri.
Oh, boy. The first one.
Not-so-super memories, okay? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these did not win a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens? Ray Lewis, Devin Lewis, Jermaine Lewis.
Ray Lewis.
No, Devin Lewis. Which team did Marv Levy coach to four consecutive Super Bowl losses?
Cowboys.
The Bills. Which of these has never performed the national anthem at the Super Bowl? Stevie Wonder, Luther Vandross, Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
Stevie Wonder. For 1 point each, name the four current NFL teams that have never even played in a Super Bowl.
The Texans, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the... On to the next one.
What would Roger Staubach like to forget that he did more often in the Super Bowl than any other player?
Turn the ball over.
He fumbled the ball five times in four games. I'm going to give it to you. The other two NFL teams that haven't been to a Super Bowl would be your Browns and Lions. And let's see how you did here, Jason. You got the five and two of the others. That's only 7 points. Oh, so close. You know, I had Jason... plus a half.
He still,
I should have parted
so close to a push.
If I had just done a teaser, a 3-point teaser would have gotten me there. I'm sorry you have to hear this.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
Just thinking about tomorrow, 'tis away the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none.
Okay, that's enough of
horrible,
that.
Horrible, but, horrible. But,
by the way, I will tell you, the commercial is actually pretty funny. My favorite part of the commercial is when Jerry Jones starts singing at the beginning. You might have heard somebody go, ugh.
Yes.
That's Bill Parcells, who was on the field with them when they were doing that. It's the best part of the whole commercial. I'm sorry you didn't win there, Jason. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's our next contestant. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hoping that we have a good game and good commercials on Sunday night.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to it. Which would you like, the halftime show or Super Bowl potpourri?
Super Bowl potpourri.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what stadium did the St. Louis Rams win their first Super Bowl?
Wow.
You can pass if you want.
Pass.
The last eight Super Bowl MVPs have been players from two positions. For one point each, what are those two positions?
Quarterback and running back.
No, wide receiver. You get one for quarterback, though. True or false, when the Dolphins went undefeated in the 72 season, they were still 3-point underdogs in the Super Bowl.
True.
It is true. The Redskins were favored. For 2 points each, which two teams did Bill Parcells coach to Super Bowl appearances?
The Cowboys and the Giants.
The Giants and the Patriots. What was the last cold weather city to host a Super Bowl, even though it was in a dome? Detroit, Minneapolis, or Seattle?
Minneapolis.
No, it was Detroit, Super Bowl 40 in 2006. Seattle's never hosted one. Minneapolis did. I was actually there for Super Bowl 26 in 1992.
Really?
It was 0 degrees outside with a 40 below wind chill.
Whoa.
72 degrees inside. So you're wearing like 11 layers of clothing to get to the game. Then you go in and you don't have enough room in your chair to put all the stuff you have to take off.
And here's some trivia, too, about the Rams, where they played in Atlanta.
Yes, at the Georgia Dome.
And that's when Jim Holder made up Sam the Lavatory Man.
That's right.
during the Super Bowl.
It was there?
Yes, it was there.
He was doing a phone-in report on the show.
And he was waiting for someone to start recording.
They were taping his report, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he just started singing. And so we taped all that, too.
Wow. Well, we can listen to that instead of...
You want to punish him with Jim Holder?
Oh,
who wouldn't want to do that?
Oh, that's
Are
awesome.
You kidding me?
All right.
Down in the subway, underneath the ground, the big dim light goes round and round. Sam, the lavatory man, general superintendent of the house, Ken. He hands out the papers and he hands out the towels. He does his work to the move of the bowel. Sam, the lavatory man, general superintendent of the house, Ken.
Wow. I don't even know if that's punishment, though. That's glorious.
Broadcast Hall of Famer Jim Holder, ladies and gentlemen. One-time voice of your St. Louis Rams.
Should still be, by the way.
Yeah, he should.
Travesty.
Yeah. Scott, I had to punish you there because you only got 6 points. But I'm glad you played, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you very much. And here's our final contestant today. That's you, John. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I hope my parents in Florida are listening online. Love to say hi to Ron and Jackie.
Okay. What part of Florida?
Bonita Springs on the Gulf side between Fort Myers and Naples.
I hear there's a great poker room there.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
You just hear.
Yeah, somebody
like about it.
Well, somebody from here who was down there on vacation. I was in Fort Myers and went over there and said that they have great games there, so I may have to go sometime. Is the swimming good there?
The beach is very nice, yeah.
Yeah. Now I really want to go.
There you go.
Yeah. But I'm thinking about this sort of stuff because when I woke up, it was 9 degrees.
Was it 7 or something? No kidding.
Yeah. All right, your category, John, is the halftime show.
Okay.
We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was Janet Jackson performing with when she had her wardrobe malfunction?
I believe it was Justin Timberlake.
That's correct. Which song did Michael Jackson not perform in the 1993 halftime show? Beat It, Billie Jean, or We Are the World?
What year was it, Paul?
93.
We Are the World.
Beat It.
Darn.
Which group featuring Will.i.am and Fergie did the halftime show at Super Bowl 45.
Pass.
Four-pointer. Which current American Idol judge was part of a Madonna halftime show last year?
Mariah Carey.
Nicki Minaj. Who was the last country star to headline the halftime show? Kelly Clarkson, Shania Twain, Faith Hill.
Faith Hill.
Shania Twain.
Ooh, I'm doing well.
All right, Will.i.am and Fergie are in what group? Black Eyed Peas.
Doggone.
Yeah. So let's see. You got 1 point for Justin Timberlake.
I got the one and the one and the one.
Interestingly, if you recall, Janet Jackson also had 1 point for Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry, John.
I have to
punish you too.
I deserve it.
Here come the boys.
When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say,
sing it, Tori.
Tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, only a
gentlemen, on steroids.
Your
Hope you have a great weekend, John.
Thanks
for
too.
Playing. That's how we play the Harris Challenge. We do it every week right after the 5 o'clock news, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.